Okay, I'm Chairman Brad Holton. We've been in recess for a few minutes and been listening to legal counsel. Call the meeting back to order. Still present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. What I would like to do is have legal counsel explain to some extent the predicament that we're in. We haven't been here before, so that's the joy of land use issues. You run into things that nobody writes the code for, so you get to sometimes to this point. So, Zach, if you would.
Thank you, Chairman. I just for the record, we did adjourn to a brief executive session, just not to talk about the merits of this case, but to talk about the county's role in water quality. And so, in I told you I would offer the summary of the county's role for the record. Generally, the county does not provide a water system like a city. We don't provide water, and we generally don't deal with water. It's not a part of our zoning code or our building code as far as water quality. We do particularly with platting consider the availability of water, but we never make a particular finding about water quality or water health. So the county has no existing regulatory authority over water quality in the county for these wells. There is one method to get the state involved, which is if there's a community water system that is large enough to be regulated by the state, then the state will take over and do all the permitting, and they have their own criteria and practices and policies on that. So, you know, in to close this, it's the burden of the applicant to sort of prove their case, as you know, and one way to address this may be to have some additional testimony or either from an applicant as far as what they're going to do to address these issues, maybe, you know, more expert testimony on what the water quality is out there. We have all these data points, but no real professional opinion on the topic in the record, and that might be something the applicant would want to provide to get us over this question that's been raised that's sort of outside of our norm. And so with that sort of summary of our discussion, I'll turn it back over to the board.
Okay. Does anybody have anything to add or change from what's been represented from the attorney?
Chairman.
Yes.
And thank you, Deputy P.A. Wesley, for the feedback on that. And I would submit that from this seat, it is the water quality or the lack of testimony brought forward by the applicant on what, if that's what this board would need. But there are other criteria out of the 8 criteria that we're evaluating that would not allow me to go forward. And my motion would be to deny this application rather than put it off and request additional information.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I'm in favor of allowing the applicant the opportunity, if they so choose, to bring back information.
Okay.
If for nothing else, it would be a good exercise for us in trying to figure this out if we were to face it again in the future.
Chairman, can I ask a clarifying question?
Sure.
And it's a word question. When you were presenting the information, Zach Wesley, that you said if the development is large enough, was that what you meant to say?
If the community water system is large enough to be qualified as a community water system, I'm sure there's a threshold there.
15 units. Yeah, 15 connections.
Thank you, Chairman. I'm still not in favor, but.
So I think let's explore this for a minute. For myself, I come with a background of more water and water systems than you two. So I think that I would explore this. I'm going to explore a motion. It's not an official motion. That it would be something to the effect that I move that we recess this hearing and give time for the applicant to come back with expert testimony as to how they might be able to address the health concerns of the levels of the arsenic and uranium. The nitrates is, I'll throw that in, it's not as critical to me as the arsenic is, in a manner that I would be able to consider the application going forward. I have, so there's that, that's that. So we could give them whatever time period they feel comfortable they could do that in, 45 days, 60 days.
45.
But I'm looking for licensed, experienced testimony that will be able to give me some basis that I can make a decision on.
Chairman?
Yes.
Can you clarify for me? You said the threshold for getting the state involved to invoke a community system was at 15.
It is.
And the amount that we're...
Well, let me reword that. If this board were to choose to mandate that as a condition, it doesn't matter the number. We can
need
a community system for two houses. If that's what we, for what, I can't reason why you would do that, but it can be a condition.
Thank you for clarifying.
I just don't have enough information. I feel that I can make a comfortable judgment from, and the burden of proof is upon the applicant, and that's where I'm at.
Mr. Chairman, I would be supportive if you made that motion.
Okay. So I make a motion that we give the applicant 45 days to submit documentation and provide expert witness on water quality and how they might address and manage the arsenic levels, the nitrate, and the uranium, and come back to the board with a plan.
I second.
Okay. Any discussion? Being that there's none, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those oppose?
Aye.
Okay. Motion carries. So we will put a date as soon as we can make it fit with our public hearing schedule. We could try to set that now. Monica, do you want to?
45 days, but it says 42.
We can. My intent was give them 45 days, so I wouldn't put it within the 45
okay.
days. I put it immediately following.
To the week of June 16th, we're going to have, looks like
we're going to have a few budget hearings.
We're going to have just several days with just two commissioners in the office that week.
Ooh, we better move it to the following week.
And then the 23rd begins the week, 3 weeks of Board of Equalization. However, with that said.
Yeah.
So it's wide open.
Well, how do you feel about a Monday?
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
Monday hearing?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Monday afternoon.
1:30 on Monday, June 23rd.
Okay, Monday.
Monday, June 23rd, 1:30.
Okay. All right. Is there any questions before I make a motion?
I thought you already did.
Well, I made a motion to give them 45 days. Okay. I didn't make a motion to continue the public hearing. Any comments? We've lost Dan. He's somewhere.
Through the chair, the only concern is you went through some of the findings, or is there other findings you want to address during this 45 days that applicant needs to come back with any more information based on other findings you may have some issues on?
Right. We should finish our deliberation, Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, I didn't have any.
I need to get back there and look at this.
For me, this is
the
deal killer. So I'm comfortable where we were at with our discussion. Well, we will have to wrap that up. If it goes positive, if it goes negative, then we don't, so.
Through the chair, do you want to open it to public comment, or is it still gonna be closed just to the new information only?
It'll be not open to public comment. It will be closed to only water quality health issue only. Addressing the water quality in this area, not across the valley. Is that helpful for DSD? Is that helpful for DSD as you're receiving information? So we will accept public comment from in written form during the 45 days or during the days. How would you like to do it?
Related to water.
Simply related to the water quality health issues in this immediate area.
Got it.
I am in concurrence.
Okay. All right. I think we've given DSD and the applicant clarity and the public clarity what's going to happen when we reconvene. So I would make a motion that we will be adjourning as soon as we make this motion or finding of continuing this application on June the 23rd at 1:30 in this room under those circumstances.
Second with discussion.
Yes.
You used the word adjourn. Are we just continuing to a date certain?
Well, yes. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Technically, we are continuing. We are technically adjourning pretty soon, but we're going to be.
Okay.
I'm moving to continue. There you go.
Okay.
Very good catch.
I still second.
Even as cloudy as it was. All right. Any discussion? All right. Motion's been made and seconded for continuing. To June 23rd. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
Aye.
Okay, motion carries. All right. Let's consider ourselves adjourned then. Thank you.